The cost of healthcare is continuing to rise, and with the Affordable Care Act still facing challenges, some are looking for solutions that don't involve government policies. In Montana, a former insurance company official was picked to manage the state's employee health plan. She made some big changes that led to big savings that could be a model for other employers around the country. Marshall Allen is a reporter covering healthcare at ProPublica. Marshall, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
Well, Marshall, you have been covering a lot of different aspects of what drives healthcare costs, and you keyed in this edition on this story from Montana. Set this up for us. Tell us about Marilyn Bartlett and how she got into this issue.
Well, there are 151 million Americans who get their health benefits through their employer, and employers have not been pushing back against high healthcare costs enough. And so, you know, if you've noticed or other people in your audience may have noticed, your take-home pay is getting reduced because employee compensation is increasingly going to healthcare costs instead of our wages. And so, for various reasons, we don't have as much money in our pockets. Marilyn Bartlett was an insurance company insider. She was kind of in the twilight of her career, about 64 years old, when she took over the Montana Employee Benefits Program. Now, this program was covering health benefits for about 30,000 Montana state employees and their families. And the program was going broke. And so they were losing so much money every year that they really needed somebody to turn it around.
So she comes in, she wants to make changes, and then she starts saying, okay, well, how much are we paying for particular kinds of hospital services, hospital benefits, that kind of thing? And she found what?
Well, so Marilyn is an accountant, and she also, you know, keeps asking questions until she gets answers. And so what she wanted to know was, how much is her plan paying all the different hospitals around the state? And so, you know, your listeners may have heard some of these stories about outrageous hospital bills, and some hospitals charge a lot more than other hospitals for the exact same services. And so what she did, she and her team did an analysis of how much they were paying all the hospitals. And there are about 11 large hospitals in the state of Montana. And what they did is they compared what they were paying the hospitals to what they pay Medicare. And the reason they did that, Medicare is the government's insurance for people who are disabled or over age 65, and Medicare actually publishes its prices. And so, you know, hospitals don't tell you what they charge for things. They just charge an extremely high amount, and then they give a discounted rate to insured people. But you really can't know what it is until after you've paid it. And so she compared the Medicare rates that they were paying to how much they paid the hospitals. And what she found is that some hospitals were getting paid about twice as much as Medicare gets paid, and others were getting paid about five times what Medicare gets paid. And so she decided, okay, I'm going to get all the hospitals in the state to take less money. I'm going to set the prices, and the price is going to be around twice the Medicare rate, and they can take it or leave it. If they want to see the patients who are part of our employee plan, they need to take the lower rates. And so she started this negotiation process to force the hospitals to accept the deal that she was offering.
Now, before she even got to that stage, it sounds like it was really hard to find out what they were paying to these individual hospitals. There's this black box of costs on healthcare.
Well, it was difficult, and you would think that the employer plan, now this is a self-funded plan, which many of the larger employers around the country self-fund their benefits, which means they actually pay the bill. The insurance company manages the contract and administers it, but does not pay. The employer pays. And actually, technically, the employees are paying out of their compensation. And so she couldn't get answers, though, when she wanted Cigna, her insurance company, to tell her exactly how much they were paying to each hospital. They actually had to leave their contract with Cigna and find a different company to help them really analyze their costs. And so once she analyzed the costs and saw the variation, then she had to press them to take less. And so a lot of employers, you know, they don't ask these kinds of questions. They don't demand their health care costs keep going up. And so, you know, Marilyn would say, and other people would also say, other experts, that employers have just been too passive and they haven't been pushing back against the industry enough.
So she has a pretty good pool of employees. Hospitals definitely have an interest in continuing to serve this pool of employees. But what kind of pushback did she get as she had this basically take it or leave it option? We'll pay you this rate, twice what Medicare pays, and not more.
Well, you can imagine that the high-priced hospitals did not like this proposal, right? And so they went to the governor's office and tried to lobby for other proposals that would not include taking a haircut on their bills. But she pushed back. And so, you know, the lower-priced hospitals, of course, signed on to her plan. For them, it wasn't much of a change. But there were about a half dozen of the higher cost facilities that refused to sign on. And so the first thing she did is she took her findings about the price variation to the different state legislators, and she showed them, hey, look, we're paying some hospitals two times the Medicare rate. We're paying others five times the Medicare rate. We just want the high priced hospitals to lower their price to what the lower priced hospitals get. When that didn't work, she said, I'm going to take it to the media, and I'm going to tell the media that some of you are high-priced hospitals. And that actually, she said, got about five of the last six hospitals to sign on. You know, they really didn't want the public pressure about their high hospital costs. And then the last hospital that held out was called Benefis Hospital in Great Falls, Montana. And when Benefis held out, what they did is they called in the union, and they got the union to do a campaign to call the CEO, call the board members, call the executives for the hospital, send them postcards, send them emails, and basically bury them in hundreds of messages saying, please take the state contract. You're not going to be getting paid any less than anyone else. You're getting twice what you take from Medicare. So take the deal. And eventually the hospital gave in and took the deal.
Talking to Marshall Allen from ProPublica, he is sharing the story of one major employer, the state of Montana, taking some initiative, negotiating down its health care costs, and maybe an example for other employers, state and private. Marshall, part two was prescription drug costs and the battle against the spread. What did she find out and what did she do?
Well, so the spread, you know, you wouldn't think that these type of schemes would really happen in healthcare or in any business, but it's really quite the norm when it comes to paying for pharmacy benefits. So employers and the health plans contract with what's called pharmacy benefit managers. They manage the drugs that we get through our employer benefits. And pharmacy benefit managers are notorious for this scheme, is all I can call it, called the spread. And basically what they do is they tell the employer that it costs, say, $40 to fill a prescription, when actually, say, it costs $20 to fill the prescription through a pharmacy. And they keep the extra $20. So they basically misrepresent how much it's costing to fill prescriptions, and then they keep the balance. And so what Marilyn did is she dug into her pharmacy contracts, and she read the fine print, and she saw the clauses in the contracts that allowed for the spread. And then she said, I'm going to find a pharmacy benefit management company that will give me a deal that has no spread in the arrangement. And by changing the spread and taking the spread out of the contracts and signing up with a new pharmacy benefit manager, she saved millions of dollars for the healthcare plan.
So how much has the state of Montana and I guess ultimately their employees saved by these efforts?
Well, I mean, it's been a dramatic turnaround. So the plan spent about $200 million a year when she took over. The hospital billing changes alone saved them about $1 million per month. And the pharmacy benefit costs ended up saving them millions more in the first year they made those changes. And so basically, they turned that plan around in about 18 months. It was controversial because the hospitals didn't want to take less. The pharmacy benefit manager didn't want to take less. And she had to fight against the system, unfortunately, to make this happen. But, you know, she was a very strong leader, very savvy woman. She's an accountant, so she knew the numbers. And also, they had to improve because the plan was failing. And so they really had no choice but to make the changes.
And the big question.
And, you know, the rest.
I want to jump in because we're just about out of time. The big question is this a one-off, or are you seeing other employers, maybe other public employers or private employers, looking at this and saying, hey, wait a minute, maybe we should take a closer look at these numbers?
Well, so Marilyn is taking her show on the road. She's getting calls and doing consulting in other states with other employers who want to do something similar. And what she would say is that any employer absolutely can push back. And we should all be asking, all employers should be asking for an itemized breakdown of what they're spending and expecting the healthcare system to justify the cost. We should expect that we're the ones paying the bills and we have a right to know what we're paying for.
One concern might be that those hospitals in particular might need that extra money from one source because we see reports of them having basically a lot of unpaid bills, either having to provide charitable care in one way or another or having to write off bad debt. Is this something that could hurt hospitals down the road?
Well, I spent a whole year last year writing about all the wasted healthcare spending. It's estimated that about a third of all the money we spend in healthcare is wasted. And so I did talk to the hospitals in Montana, and they said that they've still been able to meet their financial projections while taking less money, and that, you know, they really had not been hurt by the reduction in the payments. And so they were able to make the care they provided more efficient. And at least the one hospital I talked to, and I also talked to the Hospital Association, said that they had not had complaints.
We'll leave it there. Marshall, thanks for sharing the story with us.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. That's Marshall Allen, healthcare reporter with ProPublica, with us to talk about his reporting on what employers might be able to do to keep healthcare costs down, and this story he reported on from Montana.